oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Y'all know your drink, fellas.
Got my drink. It was like, ooh, Al, lips look so good.
I got good everything, trust me.
What else you got good, Al?
Take a look at that picture I sent you.
I just figured I'd get the girls a little preview of the spring summer collection, aka okay. My body.
It is TGIF. This is what y'all came for, right? Y'all came for this.
Hey, everybody, it's your girl, Claudia Jordan. It is Wednesday. We are back with another episode of TGIF with two of my favorite men in the world. Now, we are here to spill tea, break down everything that's trending on social media, and touch upon some things in the news that you're currently talking about. So without further ado, please welcome my co-host. Please welcome multimedia personality, talk show host, Funky Dineva. Hey, Funky. Thank you.
Hey.
What's up, Funky?
We're going to get into that new background in a second. I know there's a story behind that. And please welcome brand strategist Al Reynolds. Hey, Al.
What's up, Claudia?
How you doing?
Hey, I'm drinking tonight, so I'm in a much better mood. Much, much better mood.
What hotel are you in right now?
This is my home.
Why that's the house?
Why y'all keep playing me like this?
Because you got them hotel.
Basic,
you got them.
This basic as hell in the bag. It's just...
I wouldn't expect Al to have those lamps. Those are days in lamps.
No, they're not days in lamps. Those are Four Seasons lamps, sweetheart. Those are Donglia, honey.
Maybe from the 80s. I don't know.
Right, because it's giving me a baby holiday inn. It's giving me a real residence inn, continental breakfast in the morning by 10 o'clock tea.
Marriott Courtyard. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Y'all see fans, y'all see how they treat me, right?
Like, what is that picture of? Is that the first?
There's nothing Courtyard in, whatever that is about
me. Is that the first Thanksgiving in that picture back there? Like, what is it? Is that a turkey?
Yeah, it's a turkey.
That's what I'm saying. Who has a picture of a turkey as the core?
Art Basel, brother. That's some good art. Cut it
that's,
out. Don't
make me play Al Whiteside. Oh, well, I'm going to put a turkey in the middle.
I mean, the paint is flat as hell. The lamps is flat. The picture frame is flat. It's just all flat.
But your camera, we love you, Al. We love you.
The camera looks good.
We love you, Al.
Okay.
Regardless. and Q, what happened to your background? You outside right now?
He didn't pay the bill.
I'm in the damn secret garden. So y'all know when I go out of town, I have an option of boarding the dogs or letting my sister watch them. So I help my sister out financially. If I'm gonna give the dog hotel people $200 or $300, I might as well just give it to her. So she normally stays at my house, she cleans up and everything. Well, I come home and my nephew has taken all the knobs off my green screen and lost the screws. So now my green screen is ghetto. It won't go up. He took this red Sharpie and marked all over my desk. And I called my sister and I'm like, girl, like, why was he even in this room? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing in this room except camera equipment. And she apologized, was on the verge of tears. Then I felt bad. I was like, I'm not mad. He did what three-year-olds do. So y'all gonna have to work with me for a day or two till I go get another damn green screen.
I don't mind that green. It looks like you outside, but I like that grassy.
He work in the corner.
What is that?
He work in the corner.
I just, you know, it's cute. I could make it do what it do. I got all type of fabric and shiny material in the closet, but I just like, I like the branding. I like putting the thing in the back and we having our little TGIF branding in the back. So,
All right. So everybody got a story about their background. So, well, y'all two have stories about your backgrounds. All right. Well, I'm glad y'all both made it to the show. Suspect backgrounds. And
oh, your weekend. We saw you trying to play golf, but you were missing the ball.
Oh, it's going to be one of them shows where we're going to come at each other all show. Okay, let's get it.
You're going to talk about me, but I can't talk about you. What is
it? Of course, you talk about me every show. We good. I know you got background envy.
Look, You were thank God for KJ. You were topping the hell out those balls. That means you weren't paying attention. You got.
I'm sure I'm not the only one topping out balls this weekend. I'm just saying.
But Al, considering the fact that she was playing sports, it's safe to say she's no longer pregnant. So,
you always on point, brother. You're right.
Every single day, someone, and they're like, just tell the truth, Claudia. I'm like, I'm not pregnant. Like, I'm not pregnant. So anyways, I was at the Cedric the Entertainer Celebrity Golf Weekend. It was a lot of fun. Dr. J was there. Lots of legends. David Justice. It was dope. And Cedric, he puts on a great, very classy event. Jeffrey Osborne. And I usually play a lot better than this. I was hard. This is the worst I ever golfed in my life. And I'm motivated to actually, and I'm very competitive. So I'm motivated to get back out here in Dallas. And me and KJ, we're going to go and get on these golf courses because he likes to do that anyways. But me and my girls, Annie and Ish, we just rode around the car. We got into two accidents.
Crashing. No, she was good. Now, she hit the hell out of the ball.
She had a few good hits.
She hit the ball.
She did.
Did you say Dr. J or Dr. Dre?
Dr. J as in Julius Irving.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He's a damn good golfer.
No, I was just trying to find out if you had got any tea by the alimony money, girl. That's all. You know, I know you.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. So let's get into the show. We have a lot to talk about. We have a lot of, out the gate, I want to just give the viewers just a heads up that it is a little bit of a heavier show because a lot of tragic things, you know, happened this weekend. You know, we got to cover it. It's our responsibility. We're going to try to give y'all some funny where we can. But, right. You know, that's why y'all love this show, because we can actually balance it out. So anybody drinking tonight?
I got vodka, and my sister and nephew drank all my chasers. So I'm drinking vodka with leftover margarita mix, I think, from when we were on the boat.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Al, you drinking?
Yeah, I'm having a white wine. Let me see. What is it? A 2016 from somewhere. You know I'm a part of this wine club, so they deliver it at, you know, the beginning of the month, every month. So I'm not sure if it's a Chardonnay or whatever. I can't see, but yeah, I'm having a white wine.
That's a white Zinfandel.
He went after the hotel lobby. After the hotel lobby and got with the head.
Why are y'all such haters? Oh, you, my, oh look my at goodness. His, y'all won't let me be great. Why? I don't understand.
You great on your own. You great, Al. But we see that hotel door right there.
Yes. Hotel door.
Yes.
All right, let's get into the show before we eat up all the time talking about ourselves. We have to definitely start up the show with sending our condolences and heartfelt prayers to the people of Haiti. Once again, just more tragedy. They just stay getting just battered and just so many tragedies affecting the country. According to CNN, an earthquake has affected 1.2 million people, which includes over 500,000 children. As of showtime, almost 2,000 deaths and 9,900 people injured. Yeah. It's disrupted water, access to water, shelter, basic services. They're expecting mudslides. It's likely to get worse before it gets better. On behalf of myself, Funky, Al, and the entire Fox Soul family, we definitely send our condolences. So I definitely want to just talk about, just send them our prayers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. All right. So let's get into this. R. Kelly. We got to get into some R. Kelly news. Hold on one second, y'all. He's actually disappointed. I want to get your thoughts on this story. I think it's interesting. He's disappointed in the lack of support from his long-term industry friends. He's come to the realization that he's alone as he awaits his sex trafficking trial that starts this month. Should R. Kelly expect friends to help him financially or support him? I guess he's had a lot of people that have, you know, are friends in the business. What do y'all think about this? Him speaking publicly about not feeling supported by his celebrity friends?
Absolutely not. I'm not supposed to help you get off of a rape charge. I'm not supposed to help you beat. If it was an injustice, that'd be one thing. But you was literally defecating and peeing on people and locking people up and giving folks herpes. I'm not supposed to help you get away with that. I can pray for you. I can go around your house and change the water for the cats and the dogs. I could send your mama a little something every 2 weeks and give her a ride to church. when needs be, but you can't expect nobody to help you, especially publicly. And I don't give a good God dog what you don't did for me. What you did for me has absolutely nothing to do with what you did and what your ass is facing. Who is finna attach their name to this foolishness? Now, if we was a, you know, big time ride or die, I was your best friend, you my line brother from college, I might make a donation secretly. But the reality of the situation is there's no amount of money that's going to help you in this situation, brother. Your ass is going to prison for a very long time. Them people might as well keep their damn money.
Al, what do you think?
He's a sexual predator. What the fuck? Like, are we supposed to actually support that in a human being? He's a sexual predator. Like, we're talking about sex crimes. We're talking about sex trafficking. We're talking about a lot of stuff here that just, I mean, just in general, I don't think a lot of people want to be associated with. And just insane, I'm just asking, why are we talking about him two times a week? Like, who's leaking this information? Who's sharing this information and making it even media? I really think we should just give a blackout on R. Kelly and let him go through this, you know, by himself and privately. I'm just over it with R. Kelly. I mean, the more we talk about it, the more we put this man down, and he's going through and been through a lot. I just feel like we need to stop talking about it.
Well, I feel both of y'all are saying, you know, in the beginning, he wasn't being rejected by celebrities. A lot of people still stood by his side. Right. But as more and more stuff came out, including the documentary, and it gets a lot harder. You know, when your friend does something, you're like, all right, you know, that's my boy. You know what I mean? But when it's like, okay, it happened again and again and more accusations, it's a little harder to kind of risk your public, mm-hmm. you know, your reputation, your business, your brand to support this nonsense. And I agree with you, Al and Q. Why should we stand by you through thick and thin, through everything? When we eat your people like that, yeah. We are not your people. And you know, again, I hate that we do this to each other, especially in the Black community. Like, that's we support our heroes through murders and rapes and all kinds of stuff because we don't want to kind of bring them down, but they brought their own goddamn self down. Mm-hmm. You might want to think about that the next time you want to have sex with a 16-year-old, 14-year-old. Right. And, you know, we make every excuse for our heroes, and I get it because we don't have a ton of them. So when we have them, we celebrate them, we hang on to it, but to their detriment. Where a lot of these celebrities don't ever get held accountable. And then it's like mind-blowing to them when they have to suffer some kind of consequences. Oh my God, it's only rape or it's only this. It's only, nah. You work it out, like Al said.
I'm with you.
So you know what, Claudia, this is, I'm so glad you said that, because the discussion here to me is, because there was a part of me that was really torn about this and I had to recalibrate. Like, I did say in my head, R. Kelly has put a lot of people in the game. And he's put a lot of people on, and he's made a lot of producers stars and made them tons of money and has really changed their lives, to be honest. But at what point do we say, you know, that's a part of what you're supposed to do in comparison to what you're not supposed to do, which is be a sexual predator, to take advantage of your power, influence in the space with underage people? I mean, I'm just feeling like in my recalibration, I got to focus on one thing, and that is the wrong in this case. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And to the fans, I will be in the chat, no doubt, tomorrow or today, that will say we're trying to take a Black man down. We're not. I need y'all to really think about this. It's not just about the Black man. There's also some Black women and actually some girls involved. And we can't sit there and say protect Black women, but except when it's a celebrity.
Yeah,
right.
We're not doing that. All right, we're going to move on to the next story. Amber Rose, back in the news, she was going in on social media. She revealed on Instagram that her son's father, A.E., allegedly cheated on her after coming across text messages involving 12 different women. She went on and said, I'm tired of getting cheated on and being embarrassed behind the scenes. All 12 of you bums can have him. What are your thoughts on this? She's pretty quiet about her business. She never really goes in.
You know, I think the bigger picture here transcends Amber Rose. When you go after a certain type of guy, you get a certain type of result. You know what I'm saying? Right. I think it's time that she switches up the type of guys that she goes after. Short and simple.
What do you think about her taking a social media?
First of all, I'm sorry, guys. Maybe because I was drinking tonight, I didn't even see this story on the list. I didn't even see this story.
No, Al, I didn't either.
You got to roll with it.
I don't know what the hell Claudia talking about, but that's my contribution.
I know what the hell Claudia talking about, but I will tell you this. Amber Rose, I find her to be so beautiful, so fascinating. This woman has had and lived a great life, and she's always stood in her truth. But baby, this is who you choose. These are the people that you choose to fall in love with. And I hate to tell you, this is what it looks like. This is who you've chosen. And this is why you keep repeating the same patterns in all your relationships, is because this is what you find as being hot. This is what you find as attractive to you. And the other side of that is that they cheat on you. And I love Amber Rose. Like I love Amber Rose. Just like Black China. I love Black China. But what do you do?
I disagree. Before we go to break, just because she's in a relationship with a guy that he's supposed to be committed to her. And I'm sorry, celebrity, money, all that kind of stuff. We can say, oh, you know what you got into. She's actually in a relationship with someone who claims to be committed to her. So I feel like I don't give any passes for celebrity or wealth. But anyways, whatever. Well,
this is what commitment looks like for certain guys. Certain guys don't think cheating on their woman is not being in love with them. And so if you continuously deal with dudes that don't value the ethic of what a relationship really is supposed to be about, which is monogamy, trust, loyalty, then this is what you get, period.
But do you think this guy, we have to go to commercial. We're going to go to commercial. We'll talk about it. We'll be back after this with more TGIF. Welcome back to TGIF. I'm your girl, Claudia Jordan, along with Al Reynolds and Funky Dineva. This is TGIF. And shout out to everybody, our soulmates in the chat. We see y'all. I think you're about 1,200 strong. Let's try to get to 2,000 tonight. So everybody text your friends, email them, tell them to go ahead and get in that chat and get on and get it up.
Come on in the room.
Come on, Funky Bunch. Is that the
come on in the room? Claudia, you ain't black for real. You don't know that song.
Excuse me?
Do you know that? You ain't black for real. You black like
of
this.
Of course I know
like
that. This. Of course I know that song.
Say the rest.
I will after we're done working.
She don't know it, y'all. Jesus is my doctor. He writes out all my scriptures. He gives me all of my medicine in my room. She ain't know it, y'all. Al sitting over there laughing. His white ass.
They sing that. They sing that.
Al white ass ain't know it. Both of y'all.
That's Tuesday night revival like, plan.
Both of y'all look like y'all went to church with their raisins
that's
in
Tuesday,
the bazaar.
That's Tuesday night revival with your auntie Mary on the front with her wig tilted, singing that song, trying to get the crowd excited. I already know.
So I was in the gospel choir in college, but I grew up with the Roman Catholic Church where we had to kneel and sit and be depressed and everything made you want to kill you. It's a very, very sad. It's very sad.
Claudia, you know you went to the Mormon church, girl. It's all right. Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Well, speaking of someone who's not going to church lately, I don't think. Ooh, that's not gonna be a good segue for this story. Hold on, let me let some time pass. Hold on, you guys.
All right, hold on. Where are we going? We all over the place.
Oh Lord,
I don't even know where we going.
Fix it, Jesus. Fix it, Jesus.
Okay, someone who needs church. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Okay. They're gonna be mad either way. Nicki right. Minaj.
Oh, shit. You in trouble now.
Nicki Minaj and her husband Kenneth Petty are being sued by Petty's attempted rape victim Jennifer is it Huff after she made claims that the couples have been intimidating and harassing her. Now she says the first degree attempted rape happened in 1994 when she was 16 years old. Well, she isn't holding back. She's also claiming that Minaj has directly and indirectly intimidated her in an attempt to get her to recant her claim that Petty raped or attempted to rape her, allegedly. What are your thoughts on this story? It's really getting a lot of attention lately. I do know that Nikki went on her radio show and she did say that it was a consensual relationship, although she was not there. She was going by what her husband told her. She said that, you know, that she was lying. What do y'all think about this story? It's a really sensitive subject, actually, but what do y'all think?
So, you know, I was reading the notes on the story, and the first thing that came in my mind was Nicki Minaj didn't offer her enough money. As many of y'all say that y'all would not sell y'all soul to the devil, the reality of the situation is we all got a price. We all have a price. And there is a number that can make most things go away. She offered that girl $500,000 and offered another $20,000 to her daughter for a graduation gift. I'm sorry. If something this major was going on and you wanted me to lie or recant my story and you're Nicki Minaj, I would be insulted to my damn bone marrow knowing what you are worth. And you offer me $500,000, baby. The starting rate for me to recant my story and look like a liar in history for the rest of my life is $2 million.
That's right.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking. $2 million, baby. We could have closed this deal in 7 days, but $500,000, now, girl, go and sit down some damn well.
Al?
So, Q is so smart. But you're right, Q. I think this is a cross-section of a money grab versus the legal system. Remember, he was charged and found guilty and has served his time. So I think it's insightful for Nicki to make the offer, but she ain't offering enough money. She refuses to believe or understand that if this young lady recants her story, then she herself will face charges. Hello, everybody. She will face charges for lying under oath, which will cost her more than $500,000. She falsely accused someone, if she recants her story, who was in prison for 4 years. Nicki Minaj, if you want her to recant the story, then you got to pay the price for what it would cost her to recant the story. Now, she is, and Claudia, you could even speak to this. I think you had a run in with Nicki's fans, right? I think a couple of years ago.
I'm about to have another one.
I'm just saying, a couple of, and you firsthand saw how aggressive her fans can be. So this woman saying that she has suffered not only severe depression, but paranoia. She doesn't know who's outside her house. She said people camp outside her house, have tracked her and followed her, has thrown bottles at her, water on her, constantly forcing her to move. That harassment and threat to me requires more than $500,000. Nicki, you're smart. You need to make that woman the right offer and you'll get everything you need.
I'm going to say this. What's unfortunate about this entire story is Nicki Minaj is a star here, not Kenneth Petty. But she's the one who's going to suffer the most brand damage of anybody involved in any of this. And it's the people that are around Nicki Minaj that are hurting her, including her husband and his, you know, this case that she's trying to help someone that she loves, you know, make it go away. But the fact is he was convicted and found guilty.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And secondly, she already gets, you know, her fan base. I love that they love her so much. But you do her no favors when you go to people's houses, you send pictures of guns, you camp out, you actually make people who like her music and rock with her, you leave a bad taste in our mouths. I like her music. I think she's dope as hell. But you, some of y'all, and y'all can come, whatever, you're going to do what you're going to do, whatever, okay? You'll be mad at someone else tomorrow. But you are hurting your queen with this nonsense.
Right.
This has nothing to do with y'all. It has nothing to do with Nicki, actually, until she put herself into it out of love for Kenneth Petty. He is messing up her brand. Really, what he needs to be is like, babe, let me handle this. Like, don't try to pay anybody off of this. I did this crime. It would have been amazing if he said, I was young. I fucked up as a kid and I paid the price and I would never do it again. I learned. But trying to throw money at the situation and having directing her fans. And Nicki, don't talk about this girl on your radio show. Your fans they're gonna act on behalf of you.
That's right.
And commit a crime, and it's gonna get on you, baby girl. It's gonna get on you, Nicki, and you're too talented to risk all of that. Call your dogs off, seriously.
The best part about this, Claudia, you were so right. They are such a handsome couple. If they just step up to the plate and say, this is what it was. He was freaking 16, guys. We're talking 30 years ago. We're talking what happened was 30 years ago. We will forgive and we will forget. It's just how you force it down our throat. Nikki, we love the two of you. You guys look great together. I think you just need a different approach. And I promise you, like I said before, you'll get everything you want.
Okay. And people in the comments, like, where's the evidence? Where's this? Of course, we're talking allegedly, but he was convicted.
No, he was convicted. Like, the evidence has already been reviewed. He was convicted and he served his time. He said that he was, like, he served his time now. I mean, we can't debate that.
Right. And as much as you love this woman, you can't take that away. It has nothing. Nikki didn't do the crime.
Right.
She's not responsible for what he did. She right. is not. She's innocent when it comes to his crime back 30 years ago.
They were 16. They were 16.
Okay, let's move on. Oh, the Baddies ATL reunion was wild. Oh, Lord. There was a lot of drama between former friends. Miss Judy J and Sydney Starr?
Yes.
During the reunion, Judy got emotional while talking about her experience sharing a room with Sydney, who's a transgender woman. Now, Judy claims that while rooming together, Sydney reveals herself to Judy. And, you know, Sydney says she doesn't understand why Judy got so emotional. Judy said that Black women should be protected and she felt uncomfortable. Do you think Sydney Starr takes things too far by showing her male parts? And do you get why Judy reacted that way? Key, what do you think?
Sydney Starr absolutely violated Judy. That is a blatant, flagrant violation. And it has nothing to do with her being trans. She could have had a vagina. It's just wrong to expose yourself to someone in an unsolicited manner. The other thing that bothers me with Sydney Starr is that she doesn't understand the social responsibility that she has been given being in the spotlight, being a trans woman. And it's funny because she feeds into every negative stereotype that there are of trans people. And it plays on the homophobes and the transphobes' fears. I saw a meme one time that says, some of y'all don't fail to miss an opportunity to live out every negative stereotype that there is about you. And that's what she's doing. There is no reason why that she should have did what she did. Now, I'm going to tell you something that was triggering for me that I did not like that Judy did. And I recognize that Judy was the victim. I didn't appreciate her hijacking the Protect Black Women thing. All right. You know what I'm saying? I didn't appreciate it. While I recognize that you were violated, Sydney Starr was your friend. I think Judy tried to put a little extra stank on it by using the whole Protect Black Women thing. That's just me. But Sydney was definitely in the wrong. And I also want to say, between Baddies ATL and Jocelyn's Cabaret, they need to just throw the whole Zeus away. Just throw the whole damn Zeus away.
I heard Zeus has a valuation of $1 billion now. People are buying into unfortunately, for them it's good, but for us, we are going backwards. Al, do you have any thought on this? You want
to
say?
Yeah, you know, I have to tell you, Q, and this is why, once again, I need someone to educate me. I disagree with Q on this one. And let me tell you where I'm coming from on this, and it's because I don't know. You know, I don't follow these young ladies. I don't know how they behaved on the show or any of that. So I need for you to educate me on this. But I feel like if we're going to have a campaign to respect and love and honor transgender and treat them equal, then we need to respect the fact that their body is their body. And like, if two girls were hanging out in their room together, don't they get naked? Women get naked around each other. So because she is transgender, does that mean she can't get naked? Does it mean because she has a penis and it's hanging that she can't get naked? She's a woman. And isn't this what, like, men do it when we're all hanging out and just relaxing? We have on our boxes. We don't. Sometimes we take them off. We shower. We walk around naked. Like, what's wrong? If we're going to respect her as a transgender and be sensitive to her body and her feelings, then aren't we supposed to respect the fact that she has a penis there too? How are you going to be offended? That's your friend. And if that's your friend, then you know she has a penis. And if she has a penis, then she's allowed to be whatever it is. Like, show it, celebrate it. that's transgender, isn't it? So I want to be open, because if I'm crossing any boundaries here, I want somebody to tell me. But I just feel like if we're going to say that we're going to respect transgender and we're going to respect their bodies and their feelings and all of that, then we need to respect the fact that some of them still have penises.
I absolutely disagree with you as a woman. I absolutely disagree with you. We're getting to the point now where we did need to make a correction. We do need to be mindful of the trans community, but now it's getting to the point where it's like, fuck cisgender women in some cases. You're not, it's not the same thing. I'm telling you as a woman, we don't sit around with my girls and just be naked and here's my titty, here's my
pussy,
here's my leg. Wait, let me finish this point, Al. Let me finish this point. We don't do that. There's some girls that change around each other. I'm one of them that happens to not be, and I would be offended if one of my girls had her vagina all near me when we're in the room. Just because we share the same gender, I don't need to see your crotch. I don't need to see none of that. Now, if one of my friends was transgender and whipped her penis out, it would bother me. And I feel like, why are we telling this woman what offends and what shouldn't offend her because she's friends? Oh, girl, you good? That's your friend? Hell no. That ain't cool. And it's getting out of control now, where because you're transgender or gay, you get away with saying any old thing to anyone and you don't get held accountable because we're so afraid to get canceled. And we got to get, that is not equality, y'all. And if we truly want equality, let's quit bullshitting and giving a whole group a pass on things that is not cool.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So as a transgender person, hold on now,
we gotta go to commercial.
We gotta go to commercial. Let's finish when you come back. Let's finish when we come back.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
We'll be back.
All right, soulmates, before we went to break, we were having a heated conversation about the Baddies ATL reunion and actually about what happened between Judy and Sydney Starr. And we had some more things. Al, you had something to say before we went to break. I wanted to get to your point.
Yeah, so my only point is this. This is where I get confused as hell. Like, okay, so if you're saying to me that we need to respect transgender for who they are and what they are, then I feel like they should be able to do and behave the way they feel. So if they feel like that, you know, because where I've grown up and how I've grown up, like in athletics, you are naked around your cohorts. You're naked around, you're naked in the gym, you're naked in the shower room, you're naked. Sorry, I'm not naked in the gym, naked in the locker room, you're naked.
Al telling on himself tonight.
Ain't I'm just saying, no, listen, if you're a freaking athlete, you've seen naked people before. Cut it out. This has nothing to do with
I was
life.
Not naked in the locker room around. I go change my. Okay. Argument's
safe. Quiet. If she represents herself as a transgender, then she's allowed to go in the women's locker room, and she is allowed to be naked in the women's locker room with women. And if you respect a transgender, then that means that it may be a penis attached to that woman in that female locker room. If you're going to say you're going to support them, then you got to support them wholeheartedly. You can't support them part-time. Now, I'm not saying that I agree. I'm just saying, let me know what the rule is so I know what the hell to do. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to give you the rule. It's very nuanced, right? And we live in a world where you have to work with what people already know. And what cisgender women already know is that we are comfortable naked around each other when we see a vagina, but when we see a penis, we're supposed to run because that's a boy. That's what they already know. And you have to work with that. Something that I always say is, depending on what group you belong to in this world, you can't have everything.
Okay.
Al, what you're saying is completely true in a perfect utopian society where everybody is open mind and ignorance never existed. That is how it should be in a perfect world. But unfortunately, we live in an imperfect world. And there are just some things that the trans community is not going to be able to have. There are certain things that white men can do, Al, as black men, we can't do, and we have to.
I totally agree.
There's certain things that white women can do that black women can't do, and we have to do what? Swallow it. So there's just going to have to be certain things that the trans community understands you're not going to be able to have, baby, not in this lifetime. And that's one of them when you consider working with what people already know.
Got it. So what you're basically saying then is, for trans people, all right, that still have the penis, that they can't go to a spa, they can't go to a women's locker room and do what regular women do, which is get naked.
And that's exactly.
Okay, I just want to be clear. I just want to be clear. That's all. Okay.
And that's exactly what I'm saying.
I'm cool with it. All right. As long as, because I didn't want to get in trouble for not being sensitive to the fact that they're living their lives in their truth. And if they do, then why should they have to cover up when they shouldn't have to?
And it's unfair. It's unfair. It sucks. And so many other things, but you just can't have it.
Okay, got it. All right.
I kind of get sick of being told, like as a woman, being told how I should feel from men.
Right.
And this is happening a lot. And it's happening tonight right now.
They're not a man.
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you.
I'm not telling you how to feel.
I'm talking to you. I'm telling you as a woman what would offend us, right? Well, I'm not speaking for everybody. What would offend me? A natural born male with his dick out somewhere.
No, that's a transgender, sweetheart. So that's a difference. That's a transgender.
Okay, but so you
woman.
So stop talking. Let's let each other talk so we can finish, so we can hear, everybody can hear what we're saying, right? So we don't get talking over each other. Okay, it is nuanced and it is a new thing, and we are still trying to find our way. And guess what? Everyone ain't gonna be on the same page right away. It's gonna take a minute. And for a while, yes, when we see a penis, even if it's attached to a transgender woman, we have the right to feel a way. And that's not saying we're discriminated against. There's got to be some boundaries here. I wouldn't put my stuff out in your face or anybody else's face and just impose my body parts on you and be like, well, we good Judies. I just feel like we just got to get to a place where just behave, like keep your stuff to, show your sexual organs of people that you're having sex with, first of all. Not just rant, like what why are you whipping anything out?
Okay.
I don't know. That's what I feel about it. All right.
Well, I'm not mad at that. I'm just saying if we're talking about equality and equal rights, then like you said, there's a curve to this of learning it and understanding it. I just feel like I'm like a black and white dude. Like that's just how I interpret stuff. If you say that we're going to give them equality and give them equality, don't make them feel ashamed for having a penis. I mean, if we're going to say give them their rights, then give them their rights. That's
it's
all.
It's not
saying.
Being ashamed of having a penis. It's whipping it out around someone that didn't ask to see your sexual organ, male, female, trans, non-binary. Like
you're at a spa, you're not whipping it out. You're at a spa.
They weren't at a spa. They were in someone's
room. I'm not saying them. I'm just saying in general, when you're at a spa, let's take it out of this instance right here. If you're at a spa, because we've heard and seen the stories of people being very irate of transgender women being in spas and dicks are just hanging out. Okay. We have. Let's not pretend.
We're getting off the story and like we can find examples to support our arguments outside of this story.
Okay. Move on then.
Whipping it out.
But you know what? It would be just a future reference. It would be good for us to get a trans person on the show that can really, you know,
help
us with this because it's a great conversation, and I'm loved that we gave it time to breathe.
I do too. It was only supposed to be one segment, but I think how heated it got, and this isn't a personal thing between us. It's just two different points, and right. I hope people in the chat don't take it as me and Alice fussing. We're not, but we're both passionate about where we stand on this, and I think that's where we are in the world right now. This is a new thing. We're all trying to figure it out. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to move on from this story, and we're going
to
be talking about...
I got more to say. I got one more thing.
Silence! We'll be back after this. Welcome back to TGIF. I'm your host, Claudia Jordan, with Al Reynolds and Funky Dineva. Fellas, y'all good? Y'all good?
I got something to say about the dress.
What you got to say, Kim?
I'm just confusing the hell out of me. I don't know.
We're going on to the next thing. Bye.
Okay, fine.
I will have 45 minutes on one topic if you have
to. You the one been talking the most tonight. Don't do me.
I love how you always come for me. You never come for Kim.
You know better.
I never come for nobody on this show. Cut it out now.
Really? Okay. All right. We'll watch the show tomorrow.
Okay.
Listen, let's get into the story. Former Hot Boys member Turk says that he cheated on his girl when he was in prison, but he refused to say if it was with a woman or a man. Now, he also mentioned that when you have a name in prison, you have access to everything in prison. But his girl decided to stay down with him after the ordeal. Like, she's rocking with him. What do y'all think? And why do you think he didn't really answer the question about, what, you know, the gender of who he cheated on with?
So we're still in this penis versus vagina debate.
I just read the script.
Listen.
Be mad.
The context clues alone tell us everything we need to know, okay? It's not hard to say it was with a woman. How difficult is that to say if it was? And then the word still, but my girl chose to still stay down with me. Well, why would she have to still stay down with you? What was so bad that the still was an exception? How long he was in there?
I don't know. It was a couple years.
Did you see that episode of Atlanta when he said, the guy was like, well, you slept with a man when you was in prison. He was like, oh man, that's jail. That don't count.
Right.
Like, it's giving me a real, that's jail. It don't count. Right. You know, you listen, you know, everybody's got urges and desires. And after they get to drinking their toilet wine and all that testosterone be flying outside on the basketball court down the Ritookie Williams be, and they be sweating and shining, and you ain't had none since you know when, and your baby mama acting up. He was 9 years in prison. Oh, it was a man. It was a man. It was more than one of them. It was several men. He been in there for a decade. No guy, baby. He been around the world, and now. That's the cat don't got played in, played on, played with, played through. It was a man.
You, I hate to break your bubble. I hate to bust your bubble. But he details who it was with in his book. Remember, he says that you have to read the book to know if it was a man or a woman. So I don't need to bust your bubble.
It was a man. He lied.
I know you wanted to be a man, but you need to read his book to know if it was a man or a woman. But I think basically what he was saying was that in prison, there's a lot of discretionary activities that aren't even to what the outside world think is actually going on. There are many access points to women, to have sex with women, the correctional officers, or just people working within the prison that are women that have sex with the prisoners. And also the people that visit. There are many guards that turn their heads and then let those prisoners have sex with their significant others. That's basically what he was trying to say.
There was one prisoner that they said got three correction officers pregnant.
Oh yeah, there's some
listen to this. I have a friend, we're not friends anymore. She's a correction officer, female, and she said you would be surprised how predatory the prisoners are on these lonely women. She was like, they can pick out the girls that ain't getting no love and affection at home, and they get in their minds, and that's how those girls end up having sex with them as guards, because they've never had this type of attention from a man before. It hits one of their low self-esteem triggers, and before you know it, they tooting it and booting it behind the cafeteria.
And they're attractive, they're fit, you know, they meet the fantasy that a lot of these women have signed up for and into. So hey, it makes sense to me. Now, the only thing that's interesting to me in this case, though, is isn't he from the same place my buddy Bootsy is from?
New Orleans. Right.
And both of them seem to play and be interested in the LGBTQ+ community. That is what's interesting to me.
It was a man!
How they both play and have concern around the LGBTQ+ community is where this intersection is interesting to me.
Maybe they're just really strong allies of a community and they really want the best for the community. It has nothing to do with their personal experiences. And maybe he was in there 9 years and never.
Well, unfortunately, Claudia, that would make sense if Bootsy wasn't talking negative about the LGBTQ+.
It was a man. On to the next thing, Claudia.
Former Pittsburgh Pirate star, Philippe Vasquez, has been sentenced for having sex with a 13-year-old. Vasquez has been sentenced to serve 2 to 4 years in prison, followed by 2 years of probation upon his release. Now in May, the 30-year-old athlete was found guilty of multiple charges, including sexual assault and corruption of a minor and statutory rape. Now, the fact that he's already served 23 months in prison means that he's eligible for parole next month. What are your thoughts on these charges? And you think he should have gotten more time having sex with a 13-year-old child?
It was a man. And yes, I'm going to defer to Al because I didn't see this story on the news.
I didn't see this story either.
Okay, it's fine. Well, you know, he's
I didn't see this story on the list either, so I can't even tell you. I don't even know who he is. Never heard
but
of
if he did sleep with a 13-year-old girl, he should be in there with Turk sleeping with a man.
So they struck up, let me just tell y'all real quick. They struck up a relationship on social media and they met up and the girl said that they had sex outside his place in his car. Before the game, he signed a 4-year, $22 million contract. He said the girl lied and misled him about her age, but 13
and 18. You can't misconstrue.
You all right. Yes, you can. There's some 13-year-olds out here. I'm sorry. There's some 13-year-olds out here eating McDonald's. Them hormones got them looking grown as hell. I'm sorry.
Before we get canceled, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more TGIF. When we return, back to TGIF, Claudia Jordan, Al Reynolds, Funky Dineva. And I see y'all in the comments, y'all going in. Hey, y'all, this is what we do. Like, no one's really mad at each other. We're not fussing. I mean, Al might be mad, but I'm not.
I'm not good.
What'd you say?
You know I'm not mad. What are you talking about?
I'm just addressing the people in the comments. Like, they like Funky. When they see us do this, they'd be like, no, mom and dad are fighting. Making all worried at the show.
Long time, everybody. We've been doing this a long time.
Al and Claudia got the fussing in Miami, and I almost started crying, y'all. So that's the backstory. I was like, y'all, please don't do this.
That's because soon as I got the plane, you fed us like 5 tequilas. It was a recipe for just
you
goddamn
disaster. You know, Claudia is an alpha female. So something about an alpha female, just like, you know, I love the energy, but you ain't gonna be able to bulldoze with me. That ain't gonna ever happen. But anyway,
well, I feel like you do that to me too. So we just bumping heads. I feel like we're fighting for dominance, and I'm not always the bottom. So I'm just gonna say it like that. Okay. I will not be your bottom.
You said you are a power bottom. Like, decide which lane you're gonna
with
be
with my man, but not with you.
Okay.
Now.
All right. Speaking of men doing the most, Tristan Thompson. I know we're going to talk about this one right here. He's this show is crazy tonight. All right. He's clearly interested in becoming a philosopher after he took to Twitter with his thoughts. Now, the NBA superstar. Wait, who wrote that? NBA superstar. The NBA player tweeted, I will not do that. Gossipers are worse than thieves because they attempt to steal another person's dignity, honor, credibility, and reputation, which are difficult to restore. Now, he piggybacked from that one by writing, so remember this, when your feet slip, you can restore your balance. When your tongue slips, you cannot recover your words. Act accordingly. What are your thoughts on Tristan's tweets? Is he trying to be fake deep? What is this?
But what about when your penis slip?
I'm a jump in here. Tristan, that's his name, Tristan. When you're a member of the CDC, you're not allowed to make comments like this. May I suggest you stay off of social media and work on your defense, okay? And while you're at it, you need to apologize to Jordan Woods for setting her up. That's my opinion.
I just don't understand how you could do what you did, get caught, and then want to blame other people. You done made this woman look so doggone stupid in the media, and she keeps going, and now it's our fault. We gossiping about, no, if you did not act this way, we would have nothing to gossip about. So don't put it on the fans. Put it on you and your community, ping-ping. And Khloe Kardashian, women out there, all of y'all who's striving to be Instagram models, and people and thoughts, y'all need to go to church, because Khloe Kardashian is the prime example of you can have all the money, all the fashion, all the beauty, all the access, and still be broken. Khloe Kardashian could literally go to the Grammy Awards and buy any man she want, any man she want, and is still caught up with this fool. I don't understand it.
Well, that's why I called him the CDC. You didn't ask me what that meant. That stands for Community Dick Committee.
I thought that said for condom didn't count if you use a condom.
No, Community Dick Committee needs to stay off the internet. That's what I mean. He needs to stay off the internet and focus on his game.
Well, okay. Speaking of community dick, let's move on to some community puss.
Congrats are in order for reality star Fallon Pina, who's expecting a child with Jalen Banks. It's only been a few months since her marriage ended to Simon Gabadia, who's now engaged to Real Housewives of Atlanta star, blah, 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 Porch Williams. Okay, Fallon announced in her YouTube channel that she's super excited because it's Jalen's first child. Did Fallon move on too fast? Or does it matter because Simon is living his best life as well. What do y'all think?
Listen, they say the first time you marry for money, the second time you marry for love. Now, Jalen is so far out of what Fallon's mother groomed her for, which was to date and marry and fool a la with rich men, that I must say she must honestly love him. This pregnancy gives credence to what Simon said about her cheating with Jalen. The same way I went in on Portia's ass for moving too fast, talking about Simon co-parenting my child, it's the same way I'm gonna go in on your ass. You didn't just start messing with this boy 3, 4, 5 months ago and pop up pregnant. You've been messing with him. So now I believe Simon been messing with Portia, and I believe you been messing with this doggone boy. So as far as I'm concerned, fair exchange. It's no robbery. I'm just glad that all of y'all are not sharing the same strand of herpes, comp simplex virus 2, or whatever the case may be. And that it was no trichomonosis or anything going on in vaginosis and gonorrhea, clatteria, and every other rhea, including diarrhea, transferred between all of y'all. But honestly and truthfully, all of y'all asked need to go to Golden Corral together after dinner, because y'all one big happy family guilty of the same doggone thing, and y'all might as well get a bag out of the deal. Like, I would love to see Simon and Fallon co-parent on this season of The Housewives, and let Jalen and Portia and all of y'all get the bag together. Pay me for my pain. If I'm going to be embarrassed like this, baby, on this TV, pay me for my pain.
I agree with you on this one. I feel like Simon divorced her because she was pregnant by the help. And let's be clear, he was the help. Because was he not the trainer and also the manny?
Yeah, something like that.
Right? Because he took care of the kids, right?
And made some kids in the process.
And made some kids in the process. Everything about this story and all of its culprits, Portia, Simon, Jalen, Phelan, just reeks of clout chasing, infidelity, storylines, and desperation. Next.
On that note, we have no more time for me to say anything. We will be back this Friday. That's right. We'll see you back Friday. This has been a great episode. Thank you so much, Al Reynolds and Funky Dineva. Make sure you watch a replay tomorrow on YouTube. This was a hassle. Y'all have a great night. We'll see y'all next time. Keep going. Bye. Bye.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills. Accelerate your team's impact and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.